Blog Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the FWWC tonight. Sit back, relax, and let us take you on a fantastic ride. Ladies and gentlemen, the FWWC tonight starts in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Enjoy the ride.
Right, everybody, that's right. It is Thursday night, and we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are live on the air with the FWWC tonight. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I know it has been a minute, and let me tell you, I have missed being behind the boards, but you did not come here to listen to me talk as usual. You have come here to talk about what's going on in the FWWC, and there is a lot going on, and I'm sure that you guys want to get in. So don't forget to dial that number, 657-383-1521. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, just in case you forgot. But enough from me. Let's get the man in here himself, the one, the only, C.E.O.
Nor can I make this show happen without my wonderful, amazing, stupendous, always dependable sponsors, and I'm going to name off a few of them right here. As always, of course, major shout out. And I'll tell you something, them boys is in Vegas living their best life. They missed me on the plane. I should have went with them, but they went without me to an amazing wrestling event down there in Las Vegas. Shout out to the Wrestle Talk podcast that can be heard every single Tuesday at 7 p.m. Also, shout out to yours truly, Royal Mills Transportation, serving all of your Kansas City metropolitan transportation needs. Rath Buns Engraving, make sure the wrestler gets your Wrestle Talk podcast mug, just $20. No Women's Barber Lounge, make sure you ask for Pete the Barber. Kincaid Arcade, located right here in Kansas City at Oak Park Mall. Everything Combat with Pat Milicek and Jeffrey Wilson, a.k.a. my main man, Jay Hollywood. I-70 Sports Media, major shout-out to them St. Louis Cardinals, man, for winning, their National League Division title. I believe so. Major shout-out to those guys. Though I'm not a Cardinals fan, I am a Royals fan, but I still live in Missouri, so I got to support who I'm going to support when I support them. Little Popeye's Design, make sure you give those guys a shout-out, too. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the FWWC has been cooking. And like I said, I ain't been gone. I've done a few Facebook Lives. I did one last week or the week before during the Chiefs game. I did one a little bit the week before that when we were having some technical difficulties. But the FWWC is here. The FWWC tonight is hot. And we're going to have some callers on the line to talk about tomorrow's matches. Now, let me let you guys in a little secret, a little something that I said a while ago. I did say that every single go-home show or every kind of go-home show, and JP, as I'm talking, I apologize. It's been a minute. I know it's been a while, but I need you to crank up that breaking news button. Don't do it yet. You know, I'll give you the setup, dog. I'll give you the setup. Man, shout out to JP. JP doesn't get enough credit, man. He works extremely hard. He has some stuff going on in the background, but JP has always been dependable. He rocks with us here on the FWC Tonight. He also rocks with us at the WrestleTalk podcast every single Tuesday at 7 p.m., and JP has always been dependable. Now, when things happen, sometimes JP got to handle business, but my man is back. I'm back. We're back, and we're rolling. So, with all that being said, as JP is about to press that button for the breaking news, like I said before, guys, every single we're going to do something special. And next Thursday at 7:30 p.m., you know what? Well, we might change that. We might bump up to 7. I'm not sure. But in any event, something extremely special is going to happen next Thursday for the FWWC Tonight. First time ever. JP, I know you want to hit the button. I know you want to touch the button. I know you want to press the button. Damn it, go ahead and hit that button. As you guys have been seeing, man, I haven't been going on Facebook Live just because, you know, it's something cool to do. No, I've been getting my practice on. And I think I've had enough practice because practice makes perfect, and the WrestleTalk podcast sets the standard. So, for the first time, next Thursday at either 7 or 7:30, I don't know what damn time, we'll make sure we get it before we get there. The FWWC Tonight is going to go live on StreamYard. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not familiar with StreamYard, make sure you tune into the WrestleTalk podcast every single Tuesday at 7 p.m. That's how they do their shows. StreamYard. Live. We can bring people on. We can have full-ass conversation. I'll be on camera. You'll be on camera. Please make sure you have on clothes. Please make sure you wear your clothing. Please make sure everything in your background is nice and tidy. But we're going to go live on StreamYard. Now, I'm only doing this for the go-home shows. And next Saturday is FWWC Extreme Rules. So we're not going to cover Extreme Rules tonight. I really don't. I know some people are going to be asking some questions. I know some people are going to be inquiring. I do not want to cover FWWC Extreme Rules tonight. Why? Because I do not want to take away the shine that the StreamYard next week is going to give the FWWC tonight. So the only thing we're going to discuss tonight are possibly past events and our incredible, amazing FWWC Friday Night Fight Challenge coming up tomorrow. And as a matter of fact, We have one, I believe, one of those individuals that will be involved in one of those matches. Please, JP, when you are ready, when you're at the go, let's bring on none other than multi-time champion here in the FWC, the one, the only El Luchador, the AKC.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much, everybody. What's going on tonight?
Lucha, Lucha, Lucha. It's been a long time, baby. What's happening?
Yeah, too long. Too long, man. I thought I'd never see this show again, man. I was kind of worried for there for a minute.
Well, I mean, we've been going, you know, I've been kind of, you know, kind of calling some audibles like Patrick Mahomes throwing the ball 90 yards down the field. You know, I've been a little bit live here and there, but like I said earlier, Lucha, that was practice. Next week, we're going live on StreamYard for the go-home show for FW Rules. I'm excited about that format. Lucha, I'm pretty sure you're excited about that format too, baby.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh,
so, Lucha, it's been some extremely exciting weeks these past couple weeks. First of all, congratulations on your victory this past Monday against now Lucha.
Mm-hmm.
as I'm laughing here.
Go ahead.
As I'm kind of, you know why I'm laughing about this past Monday. Well, what the hell happened? El Remy Dor, the NSG, and El Luchador, the KC, had one hell of a damn role-playing match. Take me a little bit through some of the highlights, because we've seen El Remy Dor do some shit I ain't never seen a man his size do before. This man was flipping upside down, doing cartwheels, jumping through the ropes, but you still got a chance to get the 1-2-3, El Luchador. Take us through that match real quick if you can.
Well, all I got to say is that he did his very best to beat me in that match. You know, there was a point where, you know, he put on some good Lucha Libre moves. You know what I'm saying? He did a perfectly good moonsault from the outside and going to the crashing into the barricade and everything. You know, of course, his entrance earlier in the match, before the match started, a crazy, kind of like that, what was his name? Sakara back in the day, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Always, but he was a bit botching things, you know, he kind of cracked me up a little bit, but hey, it was a good show on Monday night, I'll tell you that right now.
Hell yeah, but the one thing we know is he kept landing on his ass. That was the biggest thing.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
So, Lucha, let's talk business real quick, man. We just took you through some single matches, but we need to talk about the meat and potatoes. We need to talk about what's happening right now. We need to talk about, for those who have been paying attention to the tag teams. Again, like I said, the CEO, the booker, I'm not doing a number one contenders tournament. I'm not doing that shit. I want to see what these boys got head up. I want to see the role play. I want to see the matches. I want to see the in-ring competition. And so far, there are three tag teams that are currently eligible for the FWC Tag Team Championship. That is the Hefty Boys, which consists of none other than James Buckus and Hardcore Hoss. That is Holy Hell, that consists of Oni and Fallen. And also Lucha Legends, that consists of El Luchador de KC, who we're speaking to, and Jimmy Rattlesnake. The two previously mentioned teams have both tied with the Prophets of Madness in their matches. Now, does this affect their contendership? Maybe, maybe not. Does this affect their eligibility? Maybe, maybe not. Like I said, I'm not doing number one contendership matches. I want to see the performance. And speaking of performance at Luchador de KC, you two, the Lucha Legends, will have a chance to go against none other than the Prophets of Madness on tomorrow's match on FWC Friday night. And if you have an opportunity to beat them, El Luchador de KC, if you happen to beat them, that will definitely keep you and Jimmy Rattlesnake in the FWC tag team conversation for the championship at FWC Survivor Series coming up in close to November. November's close. El Luchador, your thoughts about taking on the tag team champions and possibly being a contender for those belts with you and Jimmy Rattlesnake?
Oh, boy. You know what I'm saying? Right now, as you know, me and Jimmy Rattlesnake, back in the days of the old tag team division, we were opponents, you know what I'm saying? He had his tag team, I had mine. And I beat his tag team for those belts back in the day. You know, we put on hell of a tag team classic matches and with those championships on the line, you know what I'm saying? But I tell you, it's pretty good to finally team up with Jimmy Rattlesnake and bring back those old school
Lucha, are you there, sir? Can you hear me? You kind of went out. Lucha, testing, 1, 2, 3. Are you there, sir? Okay, Lucha drop. We'll get back to him. Okay, because we got to keep the show rolling. Hopefully, we'll call back in. All right, let's bring on our next guest, a guy who I've had personal conversations with, a man who I respect, who sometimes gets lost in the shuffle, but I always see an opportunity. I always see something in somebody. I always see something in somebody, should I say. I see a little bit of fire. I see a little bit of niche, if you will. I see a little bit of integrity, and this guy personifies that. So let's bring on none other than a gentleman who will be involved and also a match tomorrow. That is the man, Robert.
Hello, CEO.
Robert, long time no talk. We got a little bit of time to talk, man. I'm not going to be too long tonight, but we have a little time to have some conversations. Now, Robert, let's get to the meat and potatoes. Let's get to the nitty-gritty. Let's get to the freaking sauce. I'll be honest with you, Robert. I enjoy booking you. You want to know why I enjoy booking you? Because you have the tendency to be available when you need to be available. You have the tendency you're extremely coachable, sir. So when I say, hey, Robert, I got this cracking. Hey, Robert, I got that cracking. Hey, Robert, I need you here. I need you there. You always show up. But damn it, Robert, I want to do something for you tomorrow. I want to put you in the conversation with yourself, with Karma, and with Jake Wyatt. 3-on-1 versus Cannibal Lecter, who is our current FWWC European champion. Now, Robert, you've been involved in some tag team competition. You've been involved in some singles competition. But it's going to be 3-on-1. Here's what I want your thoughts, sir. Your thoughts on everything that's been going on with your career thus far this year and possibly vying for that FWWC European title at Survivor Series. Again, I really don't want to do number one contenders matches. If anybody's been noticing my booking, they've noticed that I put people against people and I judge your performance. I judge your role play. I judge your activity. I definitely judge your promos. And Robert, you got all three. So what are your thoughts about everything that's been going on so far in Season 10 here in the FWC and your match coming up tomorrow in the 3-on-1 handicap?
You know, this year has been rocky, but as for the most part, it's been great. It's been very great with a little bit of slump, but, you know, I tend to pick myself back up. But going to tomorrow night's match, you definitely put me in a tough pickle and put me with two people that I really not only steam not eye to eye with, but tendency not really to team up with, Karma and Jake Wyatt. It's very going to be very interesting at the very most to see how we're going to work together against the European champion that he's so-called destined for greatness. You know, as I've seen for myself, that I don't need somebody to tell me that I was destined for greatness. I needed to see it for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did. And that's what he needed to do. But
so the deal. Go ahead, Robert.
It's definitely going to be a wild. It's definitely going to be a worth watch show if we're going to be able to cooperate, if we're going to actually work as a team. It's going to be something.
It's definitely going to be crazy, man. Like I said, as a booker, I try to keep things interesting, but honestly, it's extremely I know how the big shows are going to go. I know how the pay-per-views are going to go. Hell, I damn near got Survivor Series already booked, kind of. But trying to keep the folks entertained, trying to keep the people entertained in between is my main issue. But like I said, Robert, you've always had the tendency to step up. Getting away from the upper echelon probably was, because I'm not so sure about what those guys have cracking, but I don't know. In any event, Robert, I wish you the best of luck tomorrow. I know something amazing is going to happen. Even if you three don't get along, I know you're going to pull the W. But I got to ask you this question, brother. I got to ask you one doggone thing. Is there anybody right now in the FWWC that is pissing you off to the point to where you got to have a match with them no matter what? I'm trying to get next week booked. Who's your choice, big dog?
Oh, man. Like, I really tend to look back sometimes, and I want to find myself to do the unfinished business to finish it. It's really not somebody that really pisses me off. It's just a more of less, I want to finish the business against either Remy Ricks, which we had that series going and didn't finish due to uncertainties with somebody that we don't want to talk about. And then Ace ain't a bad choice since, you know, I had that little bit of a spout against him. But, you know, the one person that kind of pissed me off, but I kind of shrugged off, was Luke Justice.
Luke Justice because had a big target on his back by a whole bunch of people, sir. I won't say that doggone much. It's going to be nasty.
Well, I mean, you kind of create that not only being a champion, but tendency of how you treat the people. The target only gets bigger if you let it get bigger.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. Well, sir, I got other callers to get to. I will definitely keep that in my back pocket. You never know. You might be seeing Remy. You might be seeing Ace. Or you might be seeing both. Best of luck to you, sir. Have a dope-ass night.
You too.
Damn straight. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you listen to the FWMC Tonight that can be heard every single Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Central with your main host, the CE Freaking O. Happy to be here. Great to be here. But we got to keep this callers going. Like I said, we're not going to keep you guys all doggone night. We're going to keep the show on the road. So let's bring on a guy that I want to have a conversation with, a guy I want to kind of congratulate, a guy I want to explain exactly what's happening with the tag team division. He is also a member of one of the teams who are eligible or has the eligibility for the number one contendership for the FWWC Tag Team Champions. He is one half of Holy Hell with Fallen. He is also an agent here in the FWWC, none other than Oni. Oni, you are live on the FWC Tonight. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing well, Mr. Mills. How are you doing today?
I'm great, man. It feels good to be back on the line. It feels good to be back live. It feels good to be back to talking to the people. It's been a minute. Sometimes when you take breaks, but the action is always hot here. So, Oni, let's jump straight to the case, man. Let's jump straight to the meat and potatoes. You and Fallen, holy hell. When I say last minute, I mean extremely last minute. I said, you know what? I think there needs to be a last minute match. There needs to be something that I need to put together real quick. You know, not real quick, but something to entertain the people. And you and Fallen stepped up. So this past Monday, it was yourselves versus the FWWC Tag Team Champion. That is the Province of Madness. Now, this match ended in a draw, but as I said before, role play, activity, promos, those are the things that the bookers and the promoters are looking for as it relates to the number one contendership for the FWC Tag Team Championship. So, if the Prophets of Madness are listening, and I know they are, What makes Holy Hell deserving of this feat?
Oh, man. Thing is, we love a fight. Don't get me wrong. We enjoy it. And as a bonus, remember I told you I've been doing a special training regimen.
Mm-hmm.
So daily, I'm doing 200 to 500 push-ups, 200 to 500 squats, 200 to 500 abdominal crunches, and then going for a 6-mile walk, run, jog. You know, getting up there, getting ready for my next opponent. And don't get me wrong, prophets, they are worthy adversaries indeed, as well as many of the tag team division. And we love to see who rises to our occasion. So in Shane, you know, our goal is to make FWWC not only better, but also do it for the FWWC fans and the universe, of course.
That is a big feat, man. That is a big feat. And as I said before, we'll be finding out if that – well, I don't want to give it away. I know tomorrow it's going to be the Prophets of Madness versus Lucha Legends. And holy hell, Oni, I think you guys ought to be in ringside tomorrow because I think there might be a special announcement that concerns you guys, man.
And then
still there, Oni?
Yeah. We shall be there, indeed.
Copy that, man. Well, sir, it sounds like you're trying to get to the airport, man. I'm going to go ahead and let you go and get on some other callers, boss, man.
Understood. Thank you, Mr. Mills. You have a wonderful
yes, sir,
night.
Yes, sir. Right. And speaking of tag team, I have one last person I want to bring on, but before I bring them on, since we're on the tag team subject, we're going to stay on this subject, since we're all talking about the FWC Tag Team Championships, I want to bring on another guy who was also in this conversation as it relates to these titles. He is also one half of the Hefty Boys. Ladies and gentlemen, he is also a former general manager here in the FWC from the good old red and blue days from back in the day, Infinite and Inferno, you know, those good old days. Let's bring on none other than the one, the only Hardcore Hall. Hardcore Hoss, it's been a while since I talked to you, man. Welcome to the freaking FWWC tonight, dude. What's poppin'?
Well, you know, Mr. Mills, Hardcore Hoss has just been very busy. You know, we done relocated the Hoss Ranch and, you know, just had a lot going on. But, you know, I was super excited to be stepping back in the ring there the other week with James Butkus of the Hefty Boys and, you know, just happy to be here back on the show and be able to speak with you tonight.
Damn straight. And here's what I got to say, Hawk. We're going to talk for a hot second. I got one last person I want to bring on. But I observe things, Hawk. I'm a big guy. I pay a lot of attention to stuff. And ever since, and may I say, that match, that program, that series between you and Luke Justice will go down in freaking history. The matches, the rants, the promos, the back and forth, it was amazing. But, Hoss, I got to keep it 100 with you, bruh. Luke ain't been the same since y'all been tussling. If you notice, Luke has been having issue after issue after issue, and I want you to pay attention to something. I want you to peep this. Luke has a lot happening in the next month or so. A, he has defended the FWC Heavyweight Championship next Saturday at FWC Extreme Rules against Sick. Then there's a contract out, or should I say another Money in the Bank contract out, that Swag currently holds. Will he cash in or not? I have no idea. He's well within his rights to do so before Survivor Series. Then at Survivor Series, he's going to be defending his championship against either Theory or Marcus Mayhem. Then, on top of that, as stated before, and we'll get our next guest on here in a bit, in the War Is Art Championship match, and I got to get clarification from Mata, because when it comes to the Money in the Bank contract, those are specifically for the FAC. I don't believe they're for the Warriors Art title. But if either Hardcore Sis or Saint are unable to beat Mata, the person that comes in second place will be viable and have a contract, a Money in the Bank contract, for that title. Hoss, I don't know what the hell. I think he got some bad juju on him. Hoss, what's in that swamp of yours?
You know, it's like a saying I recently heard, you know, heavy is the head that carries the crown. And Luke Justice is carrying that crown around, and it's putting a target on his back. And being the longest reigning world champion, even bigger, because who doesn't want to be able to say they knocked off the longest reigning world champion? That's an accolade anybody would want to be able to say that they did. So, you know, the longer he holds that belt, the larger and larger that target's going to grow. And eventually he will.
I know, man. Can you imagine? What if Sick actually does it, Hawks? What if Sick, a guy who's been here in the FWC for a while, and I didn't know the man was going to cash in. It was a surprise to the BOD, just like it was a surprise to everybody else. What if that man actually cashes in and wins that championship and goes on to Survivor Series and defend it? What if the reign of terror from Luke Justice stops at Extreme Rules? A bunch of what ifs. But we're not going to deal with what ifs. We're going to deal with right now. And I said before, Hoss, and I say it again, I am looking for the best of the best of the best. The Hefty Boys tied with the Prophets of Madness in their match. Now, that still puts you in the conversation for the title. Now, who will the number one contender be? I don't know. Again, I kind of like how Mata did it. Mata based it on performance. There could be another match. There could be another tie. I don't know. I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Oni. Why do the Hefty Boys deserve to vie for those tag team championships at Survivor Series? The floor is yours.
Well, you can see that there is a feud just growing between the Prophets of Madness and the Hefty Boys. I mean, we fought all the way to the back, and we didn't even wait for that bell to ring before we were at each other's throats. And time that something like that happened. So, you know, we're just itching to get back at them again. And next time we get back at them, we will be successful. We will make sure of that. And the Hefty Boys, we have for a long while now been one of the top tag teams around, but those belts have eluded us time and time again. And we will make the best of it next time we go for those belts. And we will be sure that when we walk out with those titles because the Hefty Boys are hungry to hold those titles.
Damn straight, man. Damn straight. You and Dane Buskus are an extremely strong force here in the FWC. And as we peek in on Extreme Rules, like I said, the booker as your guys' booker, I will get it together. We're going to have ourselves one hell of an Extreme Rules. And you never know who you're going to see. But I didn't want to. Remember I said I wasn't going to talk about Extreme Rules tonight? I'm not. We're talking about the challenge tomorrow. So as we close out, Hardcore Hoss, same question to you. Is there anybody here in the FWC besides the tag team? We already know what you feel about that. But is there anybody here right now in the FWC that's either grinding your gears or catching your eye right now as it relates to competition?
Well, you know, I got to admit, I've been focused mostly on the tag team division as of late. And, you know, as far as singles competition, you know, like I say, I've had a lot going on behind the scenes. So I won't say that I've kept up the way that I really want to. But, you know, somebody that time and time again, I've really wouldn't mind stepping in the ring with, always been a man, Remy Ricks. You know, him and I don't believe, have ever had a chance to tangle. He has, you know, tried to throw a few matches out there from time to time, but just nothing ever stuck. And I think it would be very interesting to get in the ring with him. And, you know, just anybody who wants to step to Hardcore Haas, I'd be more than happy to step to him. So,
wowzers. That's amazing. Remy Ricks' name has been – shout out to Remy. Shout out to Remy Mother Effin Ricks. NFGs only. No F's given. Y'all know how that goes. His name has been mentioned twice already tonight. And Remy has a big match coming up at Extreme Rules. And damn it, I'm not trying to talk about Extreme Rules. Damn it. Yeah. Just know that Remy will be in the freaking building. And Remy, I know you're listening. Major love to you, big dog. Anything else before we close out, Hardcore Haas?
Be sure to keep your eyes out, because Hardcore Haas is coming back, and coming back with a vengeance. And the Hefty Boys will be going straight to the top before this year is out. That is a guarantee.
Damn straight, man. Damn straight. Thank you, as always, for joining us, sir. None other than the Hardcore Haas, man. Hell of a show, y'all. Hell of a great show, man. Incredible show. Fun show. Dope-ass show. It's been great. But I want to bring on one last guest. Like I said, I didn't want to do it too long tonight. It's Thursday. The football game's on. Shout out to the Dolphins. Score's currently 7-3 versus the Bengals. Bengals have got it up. But, you know, hey, great night for football. Great night for the FWC tonight. Great night for you guys to call in and listen. But this next individual, as I always say, every time I talk about her, I talk about her accolades. There are too many to mention. I talk about the things that she's done here in the FWC, behind the scenes and in front of the scenes. I talk about her accomplishments. I talk about her hardcore attitude. But she has also taken a little bit of a stand back break. But damn it, she has come back with a fire that I haven't seen in quite some time. And we already know what she got going on. We already know what she's facing. If you didn't check out El Mata's promo this past week live from Vegas, you need to go back on FWC page and take a look at it on Facebook, because it was amazing. So our last caller, our last guest we're going to speak to, and we're going to talk about that promo and that announcement, let's bring on none other than Hardcore Sis.
Hey, not a whole lot, you know, just like Haas was just saying, you know, being involved in moving the Haas Ranch and getting all that stuff done and out of the way, and we're finally getting over that, you know, just trying to keep up with what was going on, trying to keep up with the winners and losers, the belts, and trying to keep those title reigns, you know, down, and it's just been a lot, but hey, I am here, I am back. And I have an amazing opportunity that I am so looking forward to for various reasons.
I tell you what, when Mata made that announcement, now here's the thing. Now, here's what y'all don't know. Struggling with Mata to do any damn thing, or waiting on Mata to do any damn thing on his side. This is something we've been dealing with since this summer. Let's talk about late July, early August. Mata, what are you doing with Warriors Art Championship? We had this Heart of a Warrior tournament. Then Mata didn't give me an answer. I've been trying to chase down Mata's ass from summer to damn fall. But again, though Mata may not do what you want when you want him to do, he always does it on time. And he announced, now this is crazy. This is nuts. And Sith, I need to get your thoughts on this. It will be a triple threat match at FWWC Survivor Series. El Mata, RFW, WC, Warriors Heart Champion. You, yourself, Hardcore Sis, former multi-time champion, former GM here in the FWC, the only GM to go straight through the entire year with no interruptions or complications. And Savior Saint, his accolades speak for themselves. Now, Mata is going to kind of throw y'all a bone. Now, when he first said this, Sis, I was like, damn it, Mata, you always on your BS. He did the champion's advantage clause, which I'm not really a big fan of, but he's Mata. He can do what he want to do. However, the caveat, the control, if you will, on the experiment is if you are unable to beat him or Saint is unable to beat him, whoever comes in second place. Now, here's the interesting thing. And I'm going to go ahead and make this announcement right now. If either one of you are unable to beat him, whoever comes in second place actually gets that contract for the FWC Money in the Bank. However, my caveat is this. If you both happen to tie for second, and oh, Luke Justice is going to love this shit. We're just handing out contracts. Both individuals will receive a contract, a Money in the Bank, for the FWC World Heavyweight Championship, or let me clarify with Mata, that might be for the Warriors Heart Championship. I would assume so, but I just don't want to make assumptions and especially make announcements without talking to Mata first. Hardcore Sis, I know you don't want that heat, but what I do know is this. Either one or two contracts will be given out, but Sis, I know good and damn well you don't want no contract. You don't want no second place. Oh, no. We didn't. Hardcore Sis, tell the people why your ultimate goal is to walk out of FWC Survivor Series, our Women's Warriors Heart Champion.
You know, I got to tell you, as far as the champ's advantage goes, in my reign as a GM, I actually brought that into existence. I actually came to you guys in the BOD and I said, look, I want to do this. I'd like to kind of have this there. And you guys were kind of, you know, a little lukewarm to it, but y'all agreed, and we enacted it for that season. At that point, you know, the next season there was kind of talk of not using it, but I am the one who brought it in. So when Mata uses it and Mata said he was going to use it, I really wasn't totally surprised because, honestly, if I was in his shoes, I would want that advantage. You know, that means, and what it means for me is, if I walk out the champion, and that is the goal, you're right, I don't want a contract. I want the belt. But if I walk out with that belt on my shoulder, then that means I have beaten one of the best. That means that I have truly earned that title. That means I have done everything I needed to do to be on top. You know, they've always said, to be the man, you've got to beat the man. Well, now I'm not a man, but to be the woman, I got to beat the man. And with that champ's advantage, that's going to guarantee that if I walk out with that title, no one can say she got lucky. No, she didn't get lucky. She had the skill, and she did what she had to do, and she beat the champ. She beat the man.
And all you need is just one point over. You don't need two. You don't need three, four, five, six. No. You just need one to walk out as champion. And let's talk about it, Sis. The year has gone by extremely fast. I tell you what, 2022, God bless us, a hell of a lot better than the past couple of years. It ain't been a perfect year, but it's been better. We're rolling up on my favorite part of the year. Halloween's coming up. Things are going to start getting spooky. Things are going to start getting scary. And I'm here for it. You know, Hardcore Sis, we have some good-ass time during Halloween. We've had some amazing shows. We have some great programs. But FWC Extreme Rules is coming up. FWC Extreme Rules is going to be live next Saturday. And I'm going to ask you the same question before we let you go. Other than Mata, other than anybody that you competed with, and again, great match between you and yourself and Ace this past Monday on Raw, on FWC Monday Night Mania. But is there any other, whether it's champion, singles competitor, tag, whatever, that catches Hardcore Sis's eye this entire year and going into the end of the year?
You know, honestly, I would have to say that I'm probably going to say something that most people have said, and that would probably be Luke Justice, you know. I would love to be one of the ones to knock him off his pedestal. You know, give him his props. I will. You know, he has been a champion now for very close to a year. He was a double champion for a long time. He held the tag titles for a year with Mata. So, you know, he is definitely one of the best. And the problem with him is he don't let us forget it. He never lets you forget just how great he thinks he is. But as I keep telling him, what goes up must come down. What goes in has to come out. And eventually, sooner or later, everything falls. Now, he keeps saying, not me, not me. But it is. It's inevitable. And to be honest with you, the stipulation in this match that second place gets that contract, if I fall short, if I'm unable to get that title from Mata, I will have no problem using the contract to take down Luke Justice. And Luke Justice, I do have a couple of wins over you. I have beaten you before, and I have no problem beating you again. And if the next time, I just hope that it's a one-on-one match, because I do a lot better against you one-on-one. And I promise you, if I wind up with that contract, you can kiss that title goodbye.
Think about a hardcore, sis. Sick next Saturday. That's one. Then a Survivor Series. Well, hell, that's if he gets past sick. Let's think about that. But if he happens to do that, he also has swag, which, swag, he would be well up in his right to cash in if he wanted to. But on top of that, he also has either Theory or Marcus Mayhem. And I'm hearing rumors that there's another one that'd be vying for his title. Like I said, to be the man or to be the woman, you got to beat the man. And damn it, Luke Justice has got biggest freaking target on his flipping head right now. And if he makes it to Survivor Series, if he even gets past that, he could possibly either have you or Saint or both of y'all on his head. This man's going to have a busy rest of the year. But again, we're going to talk about Extreme Rules next week. Any closing words for us, Hardcore Sith?
Just, you know, to Mata and Saint, I just want to say to both you guys, you know, I have nothing but love and respect for both you. I have always put both of these men in high regard throughout my entire career. You know, Mata is familia. But guess what, gentlemen? All's fair in love, war, and between the bells in the wrestling ring. So when the time comes for the three of us to step in the ring, any respect, any love, any anything, between the bells, it's done. It's gone. I'm coming to that ring for one thing and one thing only. And Mata, you're holding what I'm planning to take. You gentlemen have a great evening and bless your hearts.
Always amazing on the FWWC tonight. I love the show, JP. I love the show. I love the callers. I miss y'all. And guess what? Next Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Central, 7 to 7 again, we'll figure it out. Your boy, the CEO, is going to be live on StreamYard. We'll get the link to you. We'll get the instructions to you. Don't worry. You will be able to join us live on screen. It's going to be an amazing show. It's going to be dope. It is the go-home show for FWWC Extreme Rules, and we're going to do StreamYard for every go-home show. I want to thank my sponsors again, most importantly, the WrestleTalk Podcast. Shout-out to my man, the Night Owl. Shout-out to Luke Roberts. They're having an amazing time right now out there in Las Vegas. Boys, please, next time, take me with you. I think my plane ticket got lost, but it's all good. I'm holding it down for you guys here in Kansas City. And before I depart here, this is going to be my final word, my final shout-out, my final statement. Thank you guys for joining us. Please make sure you join us next week. As you guys may have known, we lost a very, very impactful member of the rap world, of the hip-hop world, Coolio. You guys may be familiar with that gentleman for amazing hits such as Gangsta's Paradise. He passed away yesterday at 59 years young, gone too soon, way gone too soon, man. But as you also may know, that introduction you hear, now I kind of wanted to retire that, but I think we're going to keep his legacy going. But we want to give a major shout out. We want to pay our respects to Julio because he has always brought us into the FWC tonight with this other major hit, Fantastic Voyage. So as we depart this evening, as we go this evening, we are going to pay our respects to none other than Julio, an amazing rapper, an amazing entertainer. May you continue and may you rest in peace and transition to a ultimate and heavenly afterlife. God bless you. God bless your family. Thank you guys for joining the FWC tonight. Catch you next week.